He'll tell you. I got you. Jeremiah 29:11. Just have faith of a mustard seed. Amen. My name is Bonita, and I'm here in New Jersey, and I do welcome you on behalf of our family, the TMC, Telecommunication Sanctuary family. We welcome each and every one of you to our master's call. And I'm going to open this call up in prayer because I'm excited to hear the word that's going to come forth out of this powerful sister's off her spirit, and God is going to move her, and I'm just so excited, so let's get ready. Father God, we come to you this morning on this Wednesday. Won't you do it? You have done it for us so many times. Matter of fact, you did it for us this morning. You woke us up. And we thank you, Father, for each and everything that you are doing for us. We thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for each and every listener, new listeners, faithful listeners, listeners that listen when we're not on the call 24/7. Father, we thank you for each and everything that you're doing for us because we know you will do it. You're doing it each and every day, every moment, every second. We thank you for the families that are here, Father. We want to bless each and every one that's in the sound of this voice, Father. We just really want to let you know there is nothing else that can take your place. And this prayer is covered in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I'd like to turn the call over to our host
this morning. Can you hear me, Minister Bonita?
Yes, ma'am, Silver Fox, you got it.
You got it. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting off our day with that powerful tag and prayer. Won't he do it? And I'm a witness that he will. This is Jackie Henderson, and I reside in the great state of Indiana. And for those that are new on the call, let me give you a little background of the call. The call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we also have a website. And on this website you can find all the messages that have been archived since the onset of this call, as well as the bios of each and every one of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And we encourage you, if you need an encouraging word from the Lord, to go to this website, and there you will have a plethora to choose from. Our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Bonita did this morning, or a host, as I am doing now, or if God has given you a word that you feel you need to share with the masses, or you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together is this phenomenal, phenomenal heavenly company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. Again, it's that common thread that brought us together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best products, as Minister Terrell will tell you, this side of heaven, to help the world to become healthier and wealthier, and it's changing lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to this call, and they would love to share and answer any questions that you may have. So if you are or someone you know experiencing challenges with being on this call, with calling in and being charged to be on the call, there is a number you can call. And if you are a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer, you can call live with this bridge number. And that number is 716-293-9707. Write that down. Again, that is 716-293-9707. Follow the prompts, and you will be joined into the call at no charge. You can always use this number as well for our playbacks, and there still will be no charge. The New Morning Motivational Call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and it's conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Awareness Wednesday, where the power couple, Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, will be speaking today on Heavy Toxic Metals Part 2. So join into that call immediately following this call. Now, are you ready for it to empower your mind, fulfill your dreams, build a legacy, and experience the artist life? Then plan to attend the Cincinnati 2018 Mission Possible Regional Conference October 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Radisson Hotel and Retreat, 668 West 5th Street, Covington, Kentucky. To call to make reservations for the hotel, dial 859-491-1200. Again, that is 859-491-1200. Now, rooms are limited, so make those reservations as soon as possible. Now, if you're planning on flying in, fly in, make your reservations to the G as in George, V as in Victor, C as in Christ, airport only. That is the CVG airport only. Now, shuttle information to and from the hotel will soon be available. To register for the conference, go to event.artistlife.com. So I hope to see you there. Now, right now, I'm going to get out of the way and bring forth our speaker of the hour. And our speaker of the hour is a very powerful, great woman of God. She was born in New York City and currently is in the great state of Georgia. She is an electrical engineer. She was called to the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to the seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She also has a doctorate, and she is a candidate in transformation leadership. God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry and leadership, and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Kai is also in the process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. God's most impressive accomplishment and blessings is being the godly, proud mother of an amazing, amazing young man of God, Christopher. Christopher is a product of what God has given to Kai. God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministry, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs
of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God Births the Ministry. And those books are available on Amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble. And if you are in the Georgia area on Thursday, September the 6th, from 4 to 8 p.m., she will be doing a book signing at Power Springs Farmers Market, 4451 Marietta Street, Power Springs, Georgia. Now, Ty is an artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. So right now, I'd like to present to some and introduce to others this powerful, powerful woman of God, Minister Ty Brown. Are you there? Minister Ty, can you hear me?
Yes, Minister Jackie, but I don't have any voice. Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been texting at 5:30.
I can't. All right. We'll hop in. Okay. Thank you very much. And we'll be praying for that voice. All right. Good morning, everyone. I heard an amen. Dr. PK, did you want to take over with your series, or do you want me to hop in?
Go on and take it. I just walked into an appointment.
All right. Well, we're going to mute you back, okay? All right. Good morning, everyone. We know how it is to be ready in season and out of season, so we're just going to keep it moving. We'll pray that Minister Kai's voice comes back in. We want to thank first our Minister Benita for greeting and seating everyone on the call this morning. We praise God for you and saluting everyone as they came on, and she affectionately has named it, and we all call it the telecommunications sanctuary. So we just praise God for that this morning. Thank you for greeting again and seating everyone to the master's call. See a lot of new names and numbers on the board. I just get so excited as our company grows, Artist Life. Many of you are joining us on the call, and we are so honored to have you. We don't take it for granted. You know, there's a lot of other places you can be first thing in the morning, and to choose to be a part of the call, we're honored for that. A big thanks to our Silver Fox. Looking forward to seeing you. It's been too long. Minister Jackie Henderson from Indianapolis, Indiana, praise God for you. And thank you for hosting us this morning on the call. Well, to God be the glory for all that he's doing in our lives. We are truly in the midst of some challenging, turbulent times, but the God we serve is faithful. The God we honor is able to do the exceeding and the abundantly above, in the midst of, in spite of. We know that he is faithful. I'm going to minister this morning. I've been ministering a lot about us doing our part and walking by faith and not by sight. We are all, as believers and as the Bible calls us, people of faith, people that aren't moved by what we see. We aren't moved by what we hear. We aren't moved by what we feel. We are people of faith, and sometimes that can feel a little overwhelming. Sometimes that can feel very uncomfortable, because when we say 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. For many of us, we don't know where that fits in because we keep looking to ourselves, our soulish realm, instead of submitting totally to our spiritual realm. And my pastor at church, I'm going to kind of borrow, I'll be honest, and I'm going to borrow it from him. I told him I was going to put a little more meat on it. He's been in the midst of a series that has really, really been blessing me. And it's two simple words, totally committed. Totally committed. And our text that we're going to use from Matthew 6:33, very familiar text. I think everybody here can quote it and knows it. Speak ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's a disclaimer that gets a lot of us in trouble. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Most of us have been overwhelmed, sometimes falling into fear, sometimes unfortunately running with its first cousin, doubt, letting the patriarch of the family, anxiety, come in. When we are called to be people of faith that walk by faith. What does faith mean, Dr. B? Well, glad you asked. Faith means confident expectation. In other words, you know that you know that you know that you know our God is real. Our God is able. And when you're totally committed, you become like that horse with blinders on. You know, when they can't see to the right or to the left, like Joshua 1:8 tells us, when we're believing in God, when we're walking, knowing that there's an assignment, there's a mandate, there's a mission on our life, we don't veer to the right, to the left. We have focused faith. How do we do that? By staying totally committed. Now, my pastor, Dr. Clarence Talley, Sr., we lovingly call ourselves the Mount Red Baptist Church, he's been going through three areas of time, talent, and treasure. But God has taken me another way with that. But that totally committed is what exploded in my spirit. Because when I think of the theme that God has given us this year about knowing from Mark 16 that miracle signs and wonders are supposed to flow through us, and we're climbing to a new level of expectation, we're climbing to a new level of seeing with our own eyes the demonstration of God. We're climbing, come on, eagle, soaring to a higher level of revelation, of not being moved by what we see, but knowing that God's got us. When we're totally committed, we're not moved. We don't let, as James talked about in James 1, we don't get double-minded. And he knows, you know what he called double-minded folks, unstable in all of their ways. We know that we know that we know that we know with faith it's a fixed fight when you're totally committed. See, when we're totally committed, a few points I'm going to go off, and I'm telling you, I'm being pulled another way. This is going to be straight, truly, truly off the Holy Ghost press this morning. One of the first things that when we decide that we're totally committed, we've got to have a no matter what kind of faith. When you're totally committed, you have a no matter what kind of faith. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Well, what we mean by that, according to the Word of God, and that old hymn, that's what comes to my mind, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus, because the second verse says, though no none come with me, still I will follow. Though no come with none come with me, in other words, if family, friends, loved ones don't want to follow, I'm still totally committed. I'm totally committed to his word. And when I have a no matter what kind of faith, I'm not moved by what goes in the White House all the way down to my house, because the Word of God is still eternal. God made me some covenant promises. God is a God that cannot lie. God is a God whose Word, Isaiah 55:11, will not return void. So
first when I'm totally committed, I've got to decide no matter what, I'm going to walk this thing out. No matter what. God, I'm choosing to trust you. No matter what. I'll keep my eyes focused on the hills from which cometh my help. No matter what. I know you got me, God. Some of us got to just get there first. But we say we're totally committed. I'm concerned when I see so many saints who can be just rah, 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 I love you, Jesus, with all of my heart, and let the devil throw half of one fiery dart. He don't even have to throw a whole one. A half of one fiery dart at us. I don't know why nobody cares about me. Lord, I don't understand what's going on. We just fall apart. Just melt. We can't even be consistent for God to work our faith muscles. We won't do what we're called to do to grow into that no matter what kind of faith. No matter what doesn't come just mentally, folks. You got to ask God for that spiritual deposit every day. Every day, get up in the face of God and spend time with Daddy God and commune with him in his presence. Psalms 16, that 11th verse in the 16th division of Psalms says, in his presence is fullness of joy. In his presence, it'll drive out all the fear and the anxiety. That's how you get to the no matter what place, is you guard your time with God. You guard your time with reading your words. You guard your time with shutting everybody, everything else down and say, speak to my heart, Lord. And then secondly, when we have a no matter what kind of faith, we have to have a servant's heart. We must have a servant's heart. Jesus is a servant leader. When he was on the earth, let the greatest of these will become the least of these. When you serve people with, it's not about us for and no more. It's about what can I do to further the kingdom. When you take care of God's business, when I make it a point to make sure the glory of God is shining through me every day. When we take care of God's business, I promise you, he takes care of all of our business. When you're totally committed, you're not worried about or be anxious for nothing, as the word says. With all things, with prayer and supplication, yes, Philippians 4 tells us to let our requests be made known unto God, and then we leave it at the altar, not pick it back up and take it to your seat. We leave it at the altar. So with our no matter what faith, we decide action. Okay, just get there and say it. Now we have to do it. It's to be about serving others. And wow, we're in the best industry in the world for doing that. Network marketing, you cannot be successful in this industry without helping someone else. You never can get to the top. I love that setup. That was one thing that attracted me to it. There's no I in team. There's no letter I in the word team. And when you decide to serve others, to be a blessing, we're blessed to be a blessing, then you watch God show up. We're talking about being totally committed. See, you're not a little saved. You're either deciding to be totally saved for God or you're not. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Let me just say a real play. Nobody's ever a little pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not. Come on down. You're not just a little dated physically. Either there's some breath coming through you or there's not. A double-minded person is unstable, and we should not have that much instability in our lives as many of us do. Why do we have it? Because we're not totally committed. Richard Smallwood had a song out years ago, and I still love when I hear it, total praise. And that total means you are consumed. You know that old hymn, 99 and a half won't do. Make up in your mind, no matter what, Lord, I'm going to serve you. Make up in your mind today that I want to serve you as I plant seeds of kindness, as I plant seeds of truth, speaking the truth in love, as I endeavor to be a light no matter where I go. God, you're going to show up and you're going to show out. Why? Because I'm totally committed. Some may call that radical. I just call it doing the word. I just call it being a true child of God. And then thirdly, as I close, when you make up your mind no matter what, when you decide I'm going to serve, and then we're going to build a legacy. See, we're serving Christ today from 2,000 years back because we chose to teach our children's 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 children. See, in our industry, we just simply call it duplication. Every day you ought to be sharing the gospel. August is almost over. And some of you who want to swear you love the Lord with all your heart, you're not witness to one person this year. God say amen or oh me. You not shared Christ with not one good heathen. Been around them regularly. Well, they may cuss me out. So what? It ain't about you. It's about us serving God. Choose to plant seeds because you are the answer to somebody else's prayer. You pray for some of your relatives to get saved. And God's positioned you to be a light to somebody else, to be their answer to their prayer. Got to plant the word. Got to share Christ. Not beat him over the head with the Holy Ghost bat. But as my mother says, love the hell out of them so that you have an opportunity to share our Jesus. So today, I hope this word, I trust this word, reverberates in your spirit today. Lord, let me do a spirit check. Am I totally committed? Am I willing to die for you? Am I willing to walk alone for you? Am I willing to give you all I got so that I die empty? That's our challenge today. Being totally committed. Back to you, Minister Jackie.
Muted. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that timely word this morning. Totally committed. And we shall now go before the Lord in prayer to lift up our prayer requests. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for this is yet another day that you have given us. This is another day that you have blessed us. This is another day that you have given us the opportunity to praise your name. We thank you. We glorify you. And, Lord, we come before you lifting up each and every prayer request that has been presented to us, both spoken and unspoken. God, you know all and you see all. And you know what the needs of your people are. And each one that has given us a request this morning, we ask you to individually to stop by and let them know that you are still God and you are still a miracle-working God and that you can do everything, that you are not a man that you should lie, and you are committed to what you have said. And we thank you for those that are experiencing illnesses in their bodies or the bodies of their loved ones. We know that you shall come by and touch and heal each and every one of them. God, we thank you for each one that is experiencing a loss of a family member. Comfort their souls and their hearts. And those that are financially disabled or whatever their need is, God, we lift them up before you and we're giving you praise and thank you in advance because we know that you are a faithful God and that it is done because we know you will do it. And God, we know that you are totally committed to us. We thank you, we praise you, and we give you honor. And we close this prayer in your son's name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, I know that you're going to want to go back and hear this powerful, powerful message again. So hear the playback for this message. Go to 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Now, please join us immediately following this call for the new morning motivational call where the power couple of health will be giving us information on heavy toxic metals, part two. And that number is 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND.
Now remember to go get registered for the 2018 conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, Mission Possible Conference, and call 859-491-1200 to make your hotel reservations and go to event.artistlife.com to get registered with that $39 registration to be at that conference. Now, this is, I want to thank Minister Benita again for seating and greeting everyone in our telecommunications sanctuary. And again, I really want to thank Pastor Vanessa for being ready at all times, having God in her heart and being able to live to deliver a message. And what's such a great message this morning, wonderful wisdom words of God. We thank you. This has been Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. But right now, I'd like to bring forth our Mother Eagle to close us out with a word of prayer. Mother Eagle.
Thank you. Spirit of the living God.
Spirit of the living God.
We bless your holy name. We thank you that we desire, we purpose, and we persevere to be totally committed to you. Let this word saturate, marinate in our spirits today. Arrest us in our lifestyle, in our attitude, in our actions. And as we go from this call, never from your presence, every opportunity you give us, we'll do it totally committed unto you. So we thank you, Father God, and thanking you that the blood hedge of protection is around us. All the favor of God flow through us, and the heart of compassion define our character, the countenance of Christ that all others will see. And with everything we do this day throughout the remainder of this week, and our lives will give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a totally committed kind of day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.